Welcome to the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 232.
Welcome to episode 232 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization, as well as in your professional and personal life. In this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, episode 232, we're going to talk about, again, self-leadership, our soft skills series. This episode, nonverbal communication. So let's break it down. Let's get to the definitions and let's get to talking about this. Self-leadership. Self-leadership is defined. It's based on you, current and future leaders, taking the initiative and being a proactive self-leader is intentionally being influencing your thinking, there you go, feelings, influencing your thinking, your feelings, and actions towards your objectives and goals, whether it be personal or professional or both. You must take that first, second, and third step and every step after that to achieve those objectives and goals. So really, it's all on you. Soft skills, well, we've talked about that. And soft skills, the definition is interpersonal attributes that enable someone, you, to interact effectively and harmoniously with other people while performing those technical or hard skills you have learned. And today's topic, nonverbal communication. And the American Psychological Association defines nonverbal communication as, quote, the act of conveying information without the use of words. Nonverbal communication occurs through facial expressions, gestures, body language, tone of voice, and other physical indications of mood, attitude, approbation, and so forth, some of which may require knowledge of the culture or subculture to understand, end quote. So that's from the APA. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about that and we'll break it down. So what are the various forms of nonverbal communication? I just mentioned some, and the yourdictionary.com website sorts the forms, the various forms, into nonverbal communications by nonverbal communication by type. And as mentioned, the types are facial expressions, you know, your eyes, your smile, your scowl, just how you look, surprised, angered, you know, again, your eye contact, are you making eye contact, are you looking away, again, eye contact. And again, that's cultural, subcultural too, because some cultures inherently, by design, don't look people in the eye. And when they're interacting with people in authority that are from cultures that do look people in the eye, they get suspicious. Those individuals that look people in the eye get suspicious of those individuals that do not look people in the eye by just default of that's the cultural norm. That's their societal norm. And that's where problems begin. So as a soft skill, you got to understand that, hey, sometimes it's more than one little thing. You know, it could be something else and they mean no harm, but in your culture, your subculture, it is harm. So be careful. There's also gestures and movement. You know, here in the United States, we do the peace sign, right? But if we flip that over and we're in England, guess what? That means something totally different over than the UK. It means completely opposite, not far from peace. You know, hey, here you go. So that's what I'm getting about. So it's gestures and movement, tone of voice. You know, there's that sarcastic tone. And there's a happy, excited tone. Yeah. Of course, there's physical touch. And again, be careful. Be careful, because a physical touch to one culture or subculture doesn't mean anything, but then to another, we got problems. So understand that. Understand that sometimes if you're, when I speak, even right now as I'm talking to you, I'm moving my hands. So that's just who I am. If you've ever seen me on video, I move my hands a lot. If you've seen me present, I move my hands. My arms are always flailing about. But that's who I am. And then there's others that will just stand still, hands behind their back. And I could do that if I needed to, but it's one of those that I'd have to work on, because I used to be able to not express myself in that form or fashion or be restrained in that form or fashion with my hands behind my back. But again, it's what's normal for that individual. And appearance. What image are we projecting by just that one look over? I mean, trust me, I am no Olympic athlete. But I do promote healthy living, healthy eating, and getting out there. But trust me, I am in no way, shape, or form an Olympic athlete. But I do believe in you know, taking care of yourself, because, hey, we only have one life. Have fun when you're young, but be careful. Okay, so that's that. Now, why is nonverbal communication important? It's important because it conveys a message. We're always conveying a message. We're always doing something. We're always looking at something. We're always have an expression on our face. Even when we just have that stoic look on our face, we're still conveying a message. So that nonverbal communication is important in that we understand and recognize the message we're sending without saying any words. So we need to break it all down. And I'm just pretty much in the research and looking this up and understanding this, and in my own past experiences, this nonverbal communication can be broken down into two subforms. And the first one is we are in agreement in what is happening or being said around us. What we're in agreement with that. So we acknowledge it, we embrace it, we like it. And the other subform is that we are not in agreement. And then you can break it down into two subforms. We are not in agreement because we're also saying it, that we're not in agreement. Or we're saying that we are in agreement, but we're acting disagreeable. Not in agreement. So you got to be careful, because there's one is total of buy into everything. We're good. One, we're saying we're buying in, but we're not acting that way. We're not behaving that way. And the other one is we're saying, no, we're not part of this. We don't want any of this. And we are behaving, and our mannerism is not in that way. So you got to be careful, because the message, even though we might be trying to say, yes, yes, no, we're in, we're going to do it, and we shake our head, you know, we nod our head in agreement, we say the word, well, no, no, we don't nod our head. We shake our head no, but we say the word yes. You know, it's like sometimes you'll see people say, you know, they're just shaking their head left to right, and they say no, yes. You know, you want to say no, but that's the answer. Or that's the default answer. But when we're not in agreement, we'll say the words, but do something else. So as part of that, be careful. As part of that message you're trying to convey, if you're in and you're 100% in, then show it. Embrace it. You know, but don't counter it. That's where you give yourself away. And as a soft skill, it's important to back up what you say, what you believe in. If you don't believe in it, say so. As opposed to half-assing it. Oh, well, let me work this out and then I'll give you the answer. Well, no, you're hinging on one other thing. You can say no. You say no today and then come back later on. Or you can say, you know what? Yes, here, do it. And that's it. And damn be the consequences. Now, so you got to be careful. Oops, sorry about that. I hit the microphone there. Thus, nonverbal communication is important when it comes to relationship building, team building, and of course, nonverbal communication greatly helps when it comes to negotiation. Yeah, when we're trying to negotiate a win-win, or, you know, we can only do what we can only do, then it helps, because if we're all in line, or if we're able to see the other individual and the other individual is not buying into it, we can see that they're not getting it. I know me, when I'm in front of people and I'm sharing something, I'm imparting knowledge on them, and they don't get it, I can get that feedback right away. They're not getting it. So then I could slow it down and start breaking it down to its basic components and see if I can get the buy-in that way. But it takes work, because sometimes individuals will just be oblivious and just spit out the message and that's it. Never stopping to make certain that everybody that's receiving the message understands the message. Just because you say the words doesn't mean that they understand what you're saying. So you have to follow up. So same thing with that nonverbal communication. They could be sitting there and agreeing, and then they have this look of complete lost in space kind of look in their eye. Well, guess what? That's that. So what to look for in nonverbal communication? Well, let's use one of the 7 habits of highly effective people. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. So you're looking at them, you're giving them the information, and you're understanding that they have that blank stare. They're off, you know, cloud 9. They don't get it. Then they're not going to understand you, because they're not receiving your message and they don't understand the message. And you're not delivering the message at a level that they understand it, in the way they understand it, and how it's going to impact them. So you, as a current future leader, need to understand that, hey, What is it that they need, and how do they need it delivered, and then deliver it? So be careful. As a soft skill, nonverbal communication is critical to critical for both knowing the message you are sending and know how to properly decipher the message you are receiving from others, what others are sending back to you. That's nonverbal communication in the sense of you're looking, you're seeing, and they have their arms crossed. Arms crossed, well, they're on the defense. They're not too sure about something, and they don't know what to say to you. They have their arms at the side, and they're at ease. If they're resting back on one foot, they're at ease. Again, various different physical cues will tell you if they're on board or if they have no idea what you're talking about. And then at that point, you've got to back up. You yourself have to back up and start all over again. So be careful. Next, how and when to use nonverbal communication? Well, using nonverbal communication, well, it's almost a reflex of action. I mean, we use it all the time. I mean, from when we were babies, you know, we made noises. We had no form of verbal communication. We couldn't say words, so we cried, right? We giggled. We laughed. So we showed pleasure. We showed displeasure. Hey, my diaper's full. Let's get this taken care of. Come on. And hey, bring that over here. I'm hungry. So again, whatever worked, we did. You know, it got the attention of our parents, and they took care of us. Hope so. Okay. So you get what I'm saying, is that nonverbal communication is reflexive right from birth. We've always had it. And some people still use it. They'll still grunt. They'll still make those noises that worked when they were kids, and they still do so. But in a professional setting, in a growth setting, nonverbal communication, we need to fine-tune those. We need to hone them. We need to sharpen them. We need to work on a couple and get rid of the grunts, right? Get rid of that basic guttural sounds. No, that doesn't work. You know, you got to change your own diaper now. You know, that's just how it is. We're adults now. Okay, so I get it. Now, so we already kind of already are doing that. You know, we kind of more basic instinct kind of thing is we wince when we see a TikTok video of someone falling face first on the snow or on the ice. You know, they crash, and that's a funny. We smile when we see a baby smile. That's very reflexive. You know, the baby smiles, we're going to smile. The babies are happy, we're happy. And then your eyes. People see your eyes, and people look at you, and they'll tell a lot about your eyes, because there's that old adage that the eyes are the gateway to the soul. And it's true. It's very true. So be careful with what your eyes say. You know, if you find displeasure in something and you don't want to say anything, you're trying to be tactful, but be careful. Be tactful in your eyes too, because your eyes will spill the beans. Your eyes will spill the beans. So be careful. So no matter what you do, when you use them all the time. That's what they're there for. That's why I'm saying that they're reflexive. We can't control them sometimes, right? But when we can, we need to master that. We need to work on that and mastering how we control ourselves. So it can be done. It really, truly can be done. Now, what if that nonverbal communication fails? Well, just like any form of communication, when it fails, that means that the message is misunderstood. You know, it wasn't received clearly. The clarity of what was the true intention of that message becomes obscured. Therefore, as a soft skill, nonverbal communication will be easy to interpret and easy to be misunderstood, just as simple, because it is, you know, below the surface. It's something that's unique to us. And we know that, hey, when we look at something a certain way, others will take it the wrong way because they don't understand us. They don't want to get to know us. It happens. But you yourself, as who you are, the basic structure of you cannot be changed. You can modify it, but you cannot change who you are at the core, right? So with that being said, the good thing behind nonverbal communication is that when it all fails, it only partially fails, in that the verbal communication can pick right up from where the failure occurred. So if we look at something wrong, it's like, oh, no, no, no. And then clarify yourself. Oh, that's just how I look at things, or that's just how I stand when I'm pondering something. And again, being clear, but you have that backup communication. Now, when voice fails, well, then obviously we can write it down. If we can write, we'll write it, or we can type it out. And when typing fails, well, then you pick up the phone and you make that call. Again, voice backs it up. So that's the nice thing behind verbal, nonverbal communication, and there's always a backup. There's always a backup. So don't fail. Don't feel that you fail. Just feel that you got to work on it, but you can always pick up where you left off by using a different form. Now, can nonverbal communication be mastered? Of course it can be mastered. It can always be mastered. We've been doing it all our lives. Like I said, it's reflective. We smile, we show fear, happiness, admiration. We show it in the emotions we convey by just touching. We touch someone. We show it through our eyes. They show excitement. They show anger. I wouldn't want to be in that person's path. Look at his eyes. He's got fire in his eyes. It happens. It's there. That's a nonverbal communication. But by working on our nonverbal communication skills, we can even convey entire sentences or paragraphs, all of that with just a wave of a hand or the bat of an eye. But again, we work on it. So yes, mastery can be achieved. How you do it and what you want to say is up to you. Okay, so you've got to work on it. You've got to practice on it. There's nothing wrong with looking in the mirror and check out your pose. Maybe it's aggressive. It's an aggressive stance. And maybe it's a laid back, ready to pounce stance. Or maybe it's just like I'm on the defense a lot. I stand there with my arms crossed a lot. Now, where you point your toes. Look at that too. Where you point your toes. How you're looking at someone where you're pointing your toes. If you're in a conversation with someone and you square up toe to toe, then you know that they've connected with you they've connected with you and you know you've connected with them when they square up on you. But when they start turning away at angles, guess what? It's time to end the conversation. It's time to move on because they're not liking the conversation or they don't understand the conversation, but they've squared up. They've gone to a perpendicular angle or they've gone away. They're not looking directly at you. Then it's time to say, sorry to bother your time. Sorry to take your time. Sorry to bother you. Have a great day and move on. But it's one of those that will take time. I know for me, it took a lot of time. I'm still working on them, but it's one of those tools. It's one of those soft skills that no matter what, we've always had it. We're always going to have it. And if those that have mastered it and you have not, they're going to see right through you right away. If you're trying to put up a front, and trust me, it's easy. You can spot those people that are trying to put up fronts. They are easy to spot. And that does not take a lot of work to master, to identify those individuals. And so be careful. You might not get what you thought you were getting when it comes to nonverbal communication. So without a doubt, it can be mastered, but you've got to work at it. Work on yourself first, and then you start seeing others. There's always a way to back out or recover should that nonverbal communication occur. And again, understand everybody. Understand what they want so that they can understand you. And when they understand you, they feel good about you. And when they feel good about you, they want to know more about you. And they want to hear more from you. And they want to understand you. And they want to go deeper. So both those verbal and nonverbal communication skills need to be worked on all the time. There's no two ways around it. So get to work. Do you agree with what I just talked about in this episode, number 232 of the Walking Leader Podcast? You have any questions, comments, concerns? And please reach out to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word. That's at the @ at DaveGuerra, all one word. And I look forward to hearing from you there or by leaving me a voice message at the Walking Leader hotline at 956-720-0060. Again, that's 956-720-0060. And of course, you can always drop me an email at dave@daveguerra.com. That's dave@daveguerra.com. I thank you for your time. I do appreciate you making it to this point of the episode. I am David Guerra, author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. I invite you to subscribe to The Walking Leader podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher, wherever. And you can find all those links at the daveguerra.com website. Lastly, I want to remind you to always go beyond the grind. And go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow. Until next time, I thank you.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.